2 years ago, while procrastinating from doing my homework, I read an article in the New York Times. It was a piece about the Palestinian women's national football team playing its first international home game against Jordan. Thousands of people, including lots of women, filled the stadium. I don't remember what the score was, but that was the least important aspect. It was incredible that this group of girls living under occupation had achieved something for Palestinians, and especially for Palestinian women. I had been playing football for about 4 years at my school and for a local New York club. My dad suggested to me, maybe as a joke, "Why don't you go play for them? Under FIFA rules, you only need to have one grandparent who was born in the country." My maternal grandfather was Palestinian but fled in the 1948 Nakba. And so, 2 years later, here I am in Palestine, training with the national team. And it has been surreal. The girls on the team are the nicest group of players I've ever met, both on and off the field. They are all competitive and yet kind and want the team to do well. They all get along like sisters, and since I arrived here, they have become like a second family to me. Two girls on the team always invite me to stay with them, take me shopping, feed me, and the captain and pretty much founder of the team calls me up all the time to see how I'm doing. The team trains at two stadiums, Al-Khadar in Bethlehem and Faisal Hussein Stadium near Ramallah. They are amazing turf fields with floodlights and everything. Since being here, I have really noticed the difference between their football playing lives and mine. The actual football itself is the same, but just the getting to and from training is so different. A few days ago, I was leaving Aida camp to get a taxi to training, and a group of Shabab were throwing rocks at the Israeli watchtower in the wall. As I was standing there waiting for a service, the Israelis opened up a huge door in the wall, and two heavily armed soldiers ran forward and threw what I think were little grenades. They didn't make a huge explosion, just a deafening, terrifyingly loud noise. And all the Shabab scattered, and I quickly got in a taxi. Never in my life have I been late to a football practice because of a disruption like that. It made me appreciate the strength of the girls on the team even more. They have had to deal with these things their entire football playing lives. The team has been training hard, and in early March we have the 2012 Olympic Games qualifiers. We will play teams from our region such as Jordan, Qatar, Iran, and Bahrain. It would be amazing if Palestine qualified and would indicate the progress that the team has made and just how far they've come from day one 7 years ago. So fingers crossed.